in our street there was about 15 houses, five of which had kids, and we all grew up together. And on a Sunday morning, I used to go to Sunday school, and then at lunchtime, my friend up the street, Maureen, who was a Catholic, and I used to go to Mass with her on a Sunday afternoon and take the holy water and cross myself and light my candles and everything else. And then she'd have came to Sunday or the church with me again then on Sunday night. We all grew up together, did the usual things, spin the bottle, catchy kissy, and we were just friends. I can remember we went away on our holidays, and when we came home, there was a loyalist band outside our friend's house. Must have been about a crowd of about 150, 200, with lit torches and lambeg drums and the whole heap, and we couldn't understand what was going on. We were kept in the house then because my parents then knew that our friends were being put out. We sat at our bedroom window looking out because they just lived across the field from us. We didn't really know what was happening. And we watched then as friends and their family came and helped them shift furniture out because they were a Catholic family living in our estate. It broke our hearts, and it was scary. It was very, very sad. What my main worries are, that I'm a mother of three boys. I'm a single parent, so the responsibility of bringing these children up is all mine.